That's going to be going on all weekend, as you know. But I really thought it'd be nice to start my set this afternoon with a song that my friend Pat Humphreys just wrote about Pete. And it's a grand song, and there's a part for you. So I'm going to turn it over to Pat Humphreys of Emma's Revolution, and we'll kick it off remembering Pete.
He was a great friend, and that was the last moments. In those last days, I got word from our friend Connie Hogarth that she was going down to spend a moment with Pete, and I came up from D.C. Those last moments ended up being Pete's last moments. And we all stood with him singing his songs to him, thinking about he and Toshi. And it just comes over me walking in these grounds. I just have this feeling that in the distance, I can hear Pete singing with the litter pickers. And I know right around the corner, Toshi's coming in the golf cart.
When I was four, I had a toy made of plastic and of joy, a magic musical machine from a drama stick and string. Couldn't know as I would play. I lived to meet the man one day, playing the songs that shaped my life, I taught the world to sing.
This is your part.
Oh, hear the banjo ring, hear the people sing, hear the people sing.
Hope changes everything.
Oh, changes everything. Summer of my 18th year, in San Francisco he'd appear. Jumped onto a trolley car, alone and wondering. The grove was full when I got there, people came from everywhere. I climbed a redwood by the stage to watch the reveling. Hear the banjo, oh, hear the banjo ring, hear the people sing. Hear the people sing.
Hope changes everything.
Oh, changes everything. Sing, people sing.
Years went by, I got a call. Festival in early fall. Along the Hudson River shore, a harvest gathering.
Asking me to volunteer to keep the river clean and clear, to celebrate the river's life and all the gifts she brings. Oh, hear the banjo ring, hear the people sing. Oh, changes everything.
Together we create a force beyond imagining. As I observed your dimming light, I felt a spark in me ignite.
But I would trade it all today to hear your banjo ring. Oh, hear the banjo ring. Hear the people sing. Oh, changes everything. Sing, people sing.
Do that again.
The band today, Jan Martinelli will be on piano. I also want to introduce Gabrielle Weisford, who's interpreting for us. You know, I'll just pause for 1 second because they have some tuning to do. But quite a long time ago, my sister, Timothy Neer, was working with the National Theater of the Deaf. And she came to me and said, would you like to see one of your songs? And that was the beginning of the consciousness raising for me about the fact that there was a whole language that was part of the deaf community. And it wasn't signed English. It was American Sign Language, having its own grammar and its own identity. And we began to learn more about it and try to get a relationship happening where there was respect for that language and where an inclusion could happen. Because so much politic and heart happens through the lyrics of songs. And unless those songs were interpreted, they weren't available to a whole group of people. So I want to thank the sign language interpreter teams here for taking this on. It's very hard to translate all this poetry and make it available. So thank you all so very much. Is that- the radio dial, round and round,
round and round.
Ads and lots of talk, round and round,
round and round.
Somebody talking about a recipe, somebody talking about sin, somebody talking about the weather, or will America win? I want to hear one good song while I'm stuck here in the traffic. I want to sing along. I need a song to help me stay awake. One good song that'll reach my demographic. Take me home with one good song. Going round the radio dial, round and round,
round and round.
Rush Limbaugh losing his mind, round and round,
round and round.
Somebody celebrating ignorance. It puts a wrinkle in my brow. And there's a freeway sign that's rubbing it in. If you lived here, you'll be home by now.
One good song while I'm stuck here in the traffic. I want to sing along. I need a song to help me stay awake. One good song that'll reach my demographic. Take me home with one good song.
DJs pick the songs. Patsy Cline could break my heart and Ella could do no wrong. And though I'm over 30 and I'm not to be trusted, I like Bruno Mars and he seems so well adjusted. People on talk radio seem to have lost their way. So unless you happen to live where public radio has a say, one good song while I'm stuck here in the traffic. I want to sing along. I need a song to help me stay awake. One good song that'll reach my demographic. Take me home with one good song. Okay, you know it now. I want to hear one good song while I'm stuck here in the traffic. I want to sing along. I need a song to help me stay awake. One good song that'll reach my demographic. Take me home with one good song. Take me home with one good song. Take me home with one good song. Oh, it's so nice here today, and it's not brutally hot, right? It's still very good. Of course, you're sitting in the sun, and I'm not, but how about that? You know, we're losing a lot of our loved ones, and people my age, I'm 65 now, are starting to have to adjust to become the elders in our communities. I learned this next song from Odetta, and I want to call out her name today as we're remembering those passing into the other world. She had such a big, huge voice, and when she came into the house of this little farm kid through a record, do you remember records? It was a life-changing experience, so. Ain't no use in crying. You'll be an angel by and by. Don't you rock 'em. Don't you rock 'em. Don't you rock 'em. Don't you rock 'em, Daddy O. Soon as I get my new house done, sail away, lady, sail away.
Give my old one to my son.
Sail away, lady, sail away. Don't you rock 'em, daddy, oh. Don't you rock 'em, daddy, oh. Don't you rock 'em. Don't you rock 'em, daddy, oh. I got a home in New Orleans. Sail away, lady, sail away. All I got left is my old jeans. Sail away, lady, sail away. Don't you rock 'em, daddy, oh. Don't you rock 'em, daddy, oh. Don't you rock 'em. Don't you rock 'em, daddy, oh. I got a home in Baltimore. Sail away, lady, sail away. Train come running right. Sail away, lady, sail away. Don't you rock 'em, daddy, oh. Don't you rock 'em, daddy, oh. Don't you rock 'em. Don't you rock 'em, daddy, oh. So just think about who those musicians, those artists, those poets, those writers, those painters who have somehow changed your life and added to your comprehension of this amazing experiment that we are part of on this planet. And just within yourself, call them out. Well, the singers sing and the players play.
Sail away, ladies, sail away.
Let's sing our artists on their way.
Sail away, ladies, sail away. Don't you rock 'em, daddy, oh. Don't you rock 'em, daddy, oh. Don't you rock 'em. Don't you rock 'em, daddy, oh. Sail away, lady, sail away. Sail away, lady, sail away. Sail away, lady, sail away. Sail away, lady, sail away.
I have dreamed on this mountain since first I was my mother's daughter. And you can't just take my dreams away, but not with me watching. You may drive a big machine, but I was born a great big woman. And you can't just take my dreams away without me fighting. It's so mad and raise my many daughters. Some died young, some are still living. If you come here for the taking of mountain, well, we ain't come here to give it. I have dreamed on this mountain since first I was my mother's daughter. And you can't just take my dreams away, not with me watching. No, you in the Appalachian Mountains. And she'd done everything she could to stop the strip mining, everything within the legal grounds, and nothing was working. And here come this equipment. So she put her body in front of it. And she said, if you're going to take this mountain, you're going to have to take me first. Now, the sad part of the story is that they lifted that old woman up by the wrists and the ankles, and they carried her off and put her in jail. But the great part of the story, and the part that inspired the song, is that she did not go willingly. And there is something extraordinary about it. When you figure out exactly where you stand on any given moment, and then it becomes someone else's job to remove you, but don't do their work for them. Now, I understand that her family came out of the mountains on Thanksgiving Day with hog rifles and liberated her from jail, but that's a different song. Still going on, mountaintop removal. Still going on. They're taking that mountain off. They're going down and getting that ore down, and they're blowing the tops of mountains off with bombs. Children living like they're in a war zone. I have dreamed on this mountain where I was my mother's daughter, and you can't just take my dreams away. And now with me watching, no, you can't just take my dreams away. Without me fighting, no, you can't just take my dreams away. Loving the singing of these two women, Sandy O and Pat Humphries. Harmony, harmony, harmony. And one of the people that Pete met early on, going back to when he was a youngster, was Woody Guthrie. And can you imagine, had those paths not crossed, meeting Woody when Pete was an impressionable youth was a really important part of how he wandered into the next stages of his life as a young man. So we want to do a song by Woody. I was just in Oklahoma and went to the Woody Guthrie Museum there. Beautiful, if you get a chance to go see it. And a lot of remembering of the Oklahoma Dust Bowl and how that totally ruined people's lives there, that environmental crisis. Well, I'm from California, and we have an environmental crisis of great proportion out there. We have a drought. And some say even if it rained every day from here for a whole year, we'd never get caught up. We are in really big trouble. They're starting to not plant fields in a part of California that used to be the belly of our food source in this country. So we not only remember the people from Oklahoma about which Woody wrote this song, but about our own situation right now today. It's a mighty long road that these poor hands have pulled. My poor feet have traveled a hot, dusty road out of the Dust Bowl and westward we rode. The deserts were hot and the mountains, oh, so cold. I wandered all over this green growing land. Wherever your crops are, I lend you my hand. On the edge of the city, you see us and them. We come with the dust and we go.
Stayed in this union, us migrants have been.
Arrange that song with the wonderful Ronnie Gilbert, who was, as you apparently know, that great, big, wonderful, big voice that was in the Weavers, that woman that was soaring out there over the top. And I got to tour with her quite a bit in the 80s, and we took that song and arranged it. So thanks to Ronnie for some of the beautiful harmony in that. She is well, by the way. She would want to say hello to you all. Say hello back to her. I was in Albany, New York a few years ago. It was right after the Occupy movement had started up in New York City, and I'd been to the park, and I was so moved and taken by this youthful energy that had just shown up and came out running with more ideas, new language, new way of communicating, new way of having meetings, and it was just so wonderful, and it continues on today, and it was global in scope, and it always drove me crazy when I'd hear people say, where are these young people? Why aren't they doing anything? Well, if you don't know who they are and you don't know where they are, then you don't have the right friends, because these kids are out there doing extraordinary work all over the world and taking risks. And so I was up in Albany, and they said, you know, there's an Occupy about six blocks from the theater. So the first set talked a lot to the audience about how exciting it was that Albany had this Occupy movement. And then at intermission, somebody came back and said, we just got word that the police have been given orders from high above, wherever that is in their world, and from authorities that they are meant to shut down the park tonight at 11 o'clock. So the second half of the show, we sort of turned it into a rally, encouraging people to go over and bear witness to what was going to take place there. And I was sick, so I had to go back to the hotel, but I heard the next morning someone called and said, you'll never believe it, but the police decided on their own accord to not take the orders from high up, that they felt it was too late, it was cold, it was dark, it would be dangerous, they would start a riot, people would get hurt, and about a quarter to 11, all these old people showed up. That would be us. Well, yes, we can cause a lot of trouble if you send our children to fight and to die, or poison the food, or try to delude us with ads that blatantly lie. Our children have minds meant for learning. If there is a God, then God lives in them. Books are not meant for burning. What is it you feel that you must condemn? But no matter how hard you push us around, there's something around the bend. We're still here, choosing love over fear. When the lines are drawn, we're still here. We're still here, making it burn. Drawn, we're still here. No matter how much you love to hate us, and fear is driving a stake in your heart, as long as the stars shine bright in the sky, then love will keep doing its part. Yes, they try to stop the music, but music has wings and flies over the walls. It's there when we dance and when we romance. It's there when the dictator falls. But no matter how hard you push us around, there's one thing you need to recall. We're still here, choosing love over fear. cherished. As old friends die and our dreams slip from our grasp, but as much as we treasure our memories, we don't live in the past. So years can leave gray hair and wrinkles, and wisdom as well, I'll hasten to say. So with walkers and canes we are standing between young people and harm's way. And your job just got harder today, because are you ready for your part?
We're still here, choosing love over fear. When the lines are drawn, we're still here. We're still here, making it perfectly clear. When the lines are drawn, we're still here. When the lines are drawn, we're still here.
Deal of my adult life trying to understand the ways of sexism and gender inequality, and it's still a journey for me to try to understand this animal that we are and why we behave the way we do, why we send out our children as the first line of defense, and why we hurt each other inside the domestic environment and within homes, and how all of the issues, whether it's war, economy, race, how it affects women in a very particular way. So this is a song I wrote trying to investigate the nature of this lifelong study I've been on. Just walking along, shopping for food, stepping out of the line of fire when people are rude. Cheap stuff made in China, someone calls it a sale, but it's somebody's mama, somebody's daughter, somebody's jail. Beat down in the market, stoned to death in the plaza, raped on the hillside under the gun from L.A. to Gaza. Made of cardboard, living close to the rail. Somebody's mama, somebody's daughter, somebody's jail. And I feel the witch in my vein. I feel the mother in my shoe. I feel the scream in my soul. The blood as I sing the ancient they burned in the millions. I still smell the fire in my grandma's hair. The war against women rages on. Beware of the fairy tale. Somebody's mama, somebody's daughter, somebody's jail. The noise of elections, that promise of change, the grabbing of power at the dump, a day in the rifle range. Somebody's in danger, somebody's for sale. Somebody's mom, somebody's daughter, somebody's jail. And I feel the witch in my vein. I feel the mother. Sing the ancient blue they burned in the country. It's not on a map. The weight of the world on somebody's back. It's the clothes that I wear, the food that I eat, the women and the children living out on the street. It's the war at the border, the refugee camp, the child bride doomed to walk the ramp. It's the boot in the stomach, the slap in the face, the death that is handed out simply by race. Rape by the soldiers, abduction of sons. It's a nuclear threat, the fascination with guns. Looks at the office, the danger at night, the one you call darling coming home for a fight. It's the AIDS with no borders, the African teen, the women all over simply going unseen. It's the arrogant posture, the man on the moon, the dying of need before the promise of soon. It's the millions who go without food and water. It's somebody's mama, it's somebody's daughter. And I feel the witch in my vein, I feel the mother in my shoe, I feel the scream in my soul, the blood as I sing the ancient blue they burned in the millions. I still smell the fire in my grandma's hair, the war against women rages on, beware of the fairy tale. Thank you for listening. You know, it's very hard when you come to a festival like this and everybody's relaxed and out under the sun. It's nice to sing lots of sort of just casual sing-alongs, but I really feel like I've got Pete seriously on my mind. And Pete, as I said earlier, walked right into challenge in a big way, whether it was the House of Un-American Activities Committee or part of the Civil Rights Movement. His openness to step into the women's movement and feminism, and then he walked right up to me and said, okay, I want to know about the gay and lesbian movement. He just kept being open, 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 and we want to honor him by making sure we sing songs that are not just all the easy ones, but the ones that he helped make that path for. This is a song that Native American poet Jimmy Durham wrote. And the music's by a Puerto Rican writer, Roy Brown. Sky dances, willows dance like women, dance like snakes. Willows dance before the mirror. Fish dance in the mirror, turtles dance. Oaks dance like bears, clouds sing like sky bears. Pines dance, they are stars. They are stars.
Storm has come here to kill the grubs, to kill worms. Seeds dance. Water dances, it is brown sky horses. Corn will grow and dance with us. Lances of storms are with us. New plants grow, new things ride this way.
Sky dances, 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 sky dances. Mm-hmm. dances. Willows dance like women dance like snakes. Willows dance before the mirror. Fish dance in the mirror. Turtles dance. Oaks dance like bears. Clouds sing like sky bears. Pines dance. They are stars. They are stars. Sky dances. Sky dances. Sky dances. Sky dances.
Community choirs or duos or trios have music in your living rooms with your families. Yeah, we get so distracted with all the computers and technology. If you've got children, make sure you have a few guitars and banjos and penny whistles around, because they might just discover them one day when the electricity goes out. The song that we just did is on a CD that Emma's Revolution and I recorded called We Came to Sing. And indeed we did. And Emma's Revolution, of course, has their own recordings. They've been so gracious this last few years to join with me from time to time in my band. But they have their own solo career. Two of the hardest working peace and justice singer-songwriters in the country, that's for sure. I had the good fortune to go on tour with Pete Seeger and Arlo Guthrie and Ronnie Gilbert for a handful of concerts in the 80s. And it was really something. And Pete and Ronnie were at, I would think at that time, the height of their vocal power. Both of them were just singing it extraordinarily well. Now, Pete does a great tribute to Vic Tejada. Ronnie sings some solo stuff that's just over the top. Arlo and I were just running to keep up next to these two mountains of talent and inspiration. Anyway, fortunately, we recorded those tours, and when I first put it out, it was just, we could only fit enough songs that would go on a record, and then when CD technology happened, we reissued it on CD, and then I went into the archive and found all the songs that had never made it onto the original, so I've recently reissued it as a two CD collection, and if you want to hear some really fine Pete Seeger and Ronnie Gilbert, along with me and Arlo, but they really are shining on this. It's available over at the merch table. And I just want to say for all the artists who are performing here this weekend, it's so important to all of us that you take our music and spread it around. You are our publicity. You are the way in which we make a living. You are the ones that tell each other, this was good, this was good. Go to this concert. Go to the website. Show up at live concerts. Support people who have venues, whether it's from house concerts or to folk clubs or whatever, so that they can keep presenting music live, 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 live. There's one other thing over there I just want to tell you about. There's some clothing items in case you are those kind of folk. There's a wonderful t-shirt that Emma's Revolution has put out called Peace Salam Shalom. It's gone all over the world. It's probably one of the most famous t-shirts now. Three languages, peace in English, there it is, in Hebrew and in Arabic. Right now more than ever those three languages need to be talking to each other. Outside of government structure, really human to human, people to people, so that we can remember who we each are with one another. And there's also a hat that's named after the most recent CD I did called Peace Becomes You. And so if you want to be a walking revolution, you can have peace becomes you on your head and peace shalom shalom on your chest. And I'll bet you don't get down the block without somebody stopping to talk to you. So we'll be doing a signing over by the merch table at 3:15. Because we didn't want to interrupt Dar, who's coming up here. We wanted to hear that, Dar Williams. So Sandy is our sort of update news person when it comes to equality in marriage. So I'm going to, what's the latest?
So the latest is, I know you've been following, right? There was Illinois. There was Pennsylvania where the federal ban was overturned, right? There was Michigan, which is still in the works. You already had marriage equality, which we always appreciate. And we were just in North Carolina, so we're sure that that's going to turn soon, don't you think? But here's what happened yesterday. Our president, Barack Obama, extended federal marriage benefits to all queer couples, even in states in which their marriages are not recognized, which is awesome. So we love that. Why do I know so much about this? Well, when you are queer, you have to get married over and over again to prove that you really meant to marry this person, right? So we got married here 12 years ago in the town of Beacon, New York. Pete and Toshi were there. Connie Hogarth was there. We had your average Jewish Cherokee lesbian wedding ceremony. And then a few years ago, because who can remember two anniversaries, we got married in Iowa legally.
So thank you and congratulations to all of you. Dr. Neckout went out there to be pioneers in this issue and educated your families and your people at the workplace and keep on trucking. Why not? Why not love? That's what I want to know. Why not love? So this is a song that Eric Schwartz wrote about two elder women who were there right in the very early times, and so we'll celebrate them.
And Maddie lived downstairs from me. Same apartment since 1943. They've got embroidered pictures on the wall that no one said, and an autographed picture of Jesus Christ above their double bed. Now they're two old ladies that can't be denied. But their matching aprons hide a wilder side. And they will tell you about Perry over countless cups of tea. Now maybe you would get the clue, but at first it eluded me that they're the founding mothers of the revolution, evading with a blatant disregard for evolution. Lesbians extraordinaire. Years before they cut their hair, four stories over all the pushing and the shoving. Hattie and Maddie got some brownies in the oven, sitting and knitting and loving their whole life through.
Now Hattie and Maddie met through Gertrude Stein one summer day at a déjeuner divine. Well, I'm fond of La Joconde and her strange and sexy style. And then Maddie said, well, Leonardo's dead, but I know what made her smile. Now Hattie and Maddie make for the neighborhood. They've been spreading love in any way they could. Cause it's a special recipe that they got from LSB. Well, I should have known and heard them wrong, but it took me years to see that they're the founding mothers of the revolution, evading with a blatant disregard for evolution. Lesbians extraordinaire. Years before they cut their hair, four stories over all the pushing and the shoving. Hattie and Maddie got some brownies in the oven.
Then you should have put a ring on it. Doodly doodly doodly.
you.
At 1:40. My niece was here with me last time and went over there and I have photos of her just flying across the room to you all playing. It's such fun, totally fun. Want to ask you to sing one or two last ones with us before we wrap up our set, because singing together is what we do here at Clearwater, right? It's what we do here. You've been just wonderful, and thank you all for having Pete and Toshi in your hearts and in your lives. And take a moment to think how you're going to fill that space. We say goodbye to people all the time, and my father used to say to me when talking about death, he said, you know, it's not if you die, it's when you die. And humans love to go into a state of denial that we'll just be here forever and ever and ever. But of course, that's never been true. It's just the way in which we remember one another that allows us to be here forever and ever and ever. And so, how do we fill the space when someone we love in our life moves on? And I invite you to just spend some time thinking about that at the moment. Whatever your own rituals are.
I am open and I am willing, for to be hopeless would seem so strange. It dishonors those who go before us. So lift me up to the light of change. I am open and I am willing,
hopeless would seem so strange. It dishonors those who go before us. So lift me up to the light of change. There is a hurting in my family, and there is sorrow in my
more. I ain't Thank you.